From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A British police spokesman said the search and evacuation in Sunbury got underway after the significant arrest of an 18-year-old man in the port area of Dover. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu said the young man was arrested on the suspicion of being concerned in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism, and said that the nation should still stay vigilant.
The threat level remains at critical for the time being, but is under constant review. Military personnel have been drafted in to protect our national infrastructure sites, and that's allowed us to put additional armed police officers out there to carry out patrols and protect the public.
Basu also said investigators were keeping an open mind as to whether more than one person was involved in the attack. About 3,000 activists and migrants took part in an anti-fascist rally in central Athens Saturday to commemorate the killing of two activists, organizer Petros Konstantino.
Anniversary of the murder of
by the Nazis of Golden Dawn.
This is a demonstration to show our solidarity, also to the American anti-fascist movement, to honor Heather Hager.
Protesters demanded that the extreme right anti-immigrant party Golden Dawn offices be shut down and party members be put in jail. They were prevented by the police from reaching the party's headquarters. Demonstrators then threw fireballs at police, who then used tear gas to disperse them. The UN Security Council is putting the final touches on a resolution that would authorize its investigators to help Iraq collect evidence to prosecute extremists from the Islamic State group for possible war crimes. This is VOA News. Local activists say police and soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo opened fire on Burundian refugees protesting over a plan to return some to their homeland. At least 36 refugees are reported dead. Matthew LaRotunda reports.
More than 400,000 have fled Burundi in the last 2 years in violence that's killed at least 700 people, according to the UN. It believes crimes against humanity may have been orchestrated there. Burundi's violence was sparked 2 years ago after its president said he would seek a third term in office, a move opponents said was unconstitutional and threatened to upend a 2005 peace deal that ended 12 years of ethnic civil war. Burundi's main opposition group has accused that country's army, along with the youth wing of the ruling party, of aiding the Congolese in Friday's killings.
That's reporter Matthew LaRotunda. Australia is insisting that new child protection laws are the greatest crackdown on pedophiles in a generation. Phil Mercer has the story.
Australian officials say punishments handed down to pedophiles have been too lax. The government wants them to spend more time behind bars for their crimes and plans to bring in mandatory minimum sentences for convicted child sex offenders. They'd be similar to the automatic prison terms given to terrorists and people smugglers. Officials say the new measures will properly reflect the disgust the community has at those who prey on children. Australian Justice Minister Michael Keenan says the current laws are not strict enough.
I don't think it is as tough as the Australian people assume that it should be. And of those that do go to prison, the most common length of time that they serve is just 6 months.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact. This is despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. Miguel Arias Cañete, the European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy, said the shift came during a meeting in Montreal. However, the White House responded by saying, quote, "There has been no change in the United States' position on the Paris Agreement. As the president has made abundantly clear, the United States is withdrawing unless we can re-enter on terms that are more favorable for our country," end quote. Iraqi's Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, said he is prepared to intervene if a referendum held in the nation's Kurdish population results in violence. Al-Abadi told an Iraqi news agency that the Kurds would be playing with fire by continuing with plans for the referendum, which is scheduled for September 25th in the Kurdish Autonomous Region. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.